Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Give him praise. Worship him. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you forevermore. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We know, Lord, our lives can never remain the same. At the hearing and the entrance of your word on our inside, we are prepared to be shifted into that supposed place that you always designed for us, and begin to emanate your glory from within us to the ends of the earth in the name of Jesus. Let's be seated. Amen. All right. So we started talking about the rise of saviors in the first service. Amen. Are you here? Turn to your neighbor and look at your neighbor for a moment. Everyone, turn to your neighbor and look at your neighbor for a moment. Some of you are looking at me. I say, turn to your neighbor and look at your neighbor for a moment. That brother is not turning with glasses. Are you shy? He's shy. The way you are looking at them now, tell them that you are the savior the world is waiting for. And you see, the beautiful thing about that scripture, the Bible did not say savior shall arise. It says saviors shall arise. Remember Jesus said in his word in John 12, he said, as the Father sends me, so send I you. The same mandate. You see that? To continue the work of Jesus on the earth. And what is that work? To the end that his kingdom is revealed. And we are the subject of this kingdom. We saw it in the book of Daniel, didn't we? Daniel 7, right? Can you remember? From verse what? What? You've forgotten? Daniel what? Daniel 7. He said, I was watching the night vision. Are you here? Somebody say 37. No, I heard somebody say 37. Amen? Just close your eye for a moment. Nobody should look at me. Because my eyes will be open to look at you. Everybody close your eye. And take a few seconds to pray in the spirit. Don't open your eye. Close your eye. Everybody. Don't sleep. Just close your eye. And pray in the spirit. Pray. Just pray. Let your eyes be closed. Pray. Pray. Make sure you are praying. Pray. Pray.
We flow and the river flows. 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 We move where the Spirit goes. We move where the Spirit goes. We do what the Spirit wants. We do what the Spirit wants. Sharadabayako, sharadabababababababababa.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we're saying, I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. Daniel was the one telling the vision. He had a vision. So at the beginning of the scripture, I said, I was what? Watching in the night vision. Meaning in the spirit, while he was sleeping, he was seeing. All right? And behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the what? Clouds of heaven. He came to the what? Ancient of Days in the vision. And they brought him near before him. Meaning there was a picture of something he saw, and it was like Jesus coming before God. He saw it in a vision, in visionary terms. We can't say exactly how he saw it. But God showed him in a way he will what? Understand. Are we together? Sure. Let's bow scripture. Then the Bible said, he said, then to him was given what? Who was it given to? One like the Son of Man. Was given to him what? Dominion and what? Glory and what? A kingdom that all peoples and nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is what? An everlasting dominion. We shall not pass away. And his kingdom the one we shall not be destroyed. Next part of scripture. Then it says, now, we are still in a vision, isn't it? There's the I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit within my body. And the visions of my head, it what? Troubled me. It baffled Daniel. He wanted the interpretation. That's what the Bible is saying, because he was wondering. What's the meaning of this vision? He was disturbed. It didn't have a meaning to him yet. Next part of scripture. Then the Bible says, I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this in the same vision. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. Meaning we should not take them literally. They have what? Interpretation. So the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven, coming to the Ancient of Days, has an interpretation. So if you see it in any part of scripture, you have to give an interpretation to it. Are we together? Next part of scripture. It says in verse 17, those great beasts. Now, we had been traveling somewhere, but we caught the journey. Some sort of, we start at 13. If you look at verse 1, you will see how there were several kings on the earth. Are we together? the power of the scripture speaks about certain kings, and verse 1 spoke about the rise of some beasts. He was in the vision, he saw beasts, blah, blah, blah. So he said, those great beasts, which we did not read that part, but is in this part of scriptures. Are we together? We started from verse 13. He said, those great beasts, which are what? Four. Are what? Four kings. Which are what? Arise of it. So the four beasts he saw in the vision literally meant what? Four kings. Are we together? So you don't assume interpretation. That is why most times if you meet somebody else who interprets your dream, you may be in trouble. Because most times you, the person that saw it, are the one that should understand it. And don't force an interpretation. Give it time, like Daniel. You can pray over it for a while. Don't just stand up and start forcing an interpretation. Because you see, most times when God gives you a vision, it is around a circumstances around your life. Now, he can give you a vision for somebody, but there's something around you happening around you that is making him give you what? A vision. And if you don't give it some time, if you are trying to force an interpretation, you may just get it all wrong. Are we together? So you give it time sometimes. If you tell me you saw a beast, maybe you tell somebody else, sorry, you saw a beast, the person may say that's a demonic, an altar you need to fight from your father's side. But here we are talking about kings. You see? Maybe if Daniel met a prophet, probably in our nation, I said, I saw a beast stood up so strong. He said, where are you from? He said, Ayimba. He said, wow. If you are from Ayimba, then this is demonic. It's an altar. But these are human beings, isn't it? He said, kings which arise out of the earth. Next part of scripture. It then says in verse 18. It says, but the saint, I was going to say that he needs to rest. You need to be buying this young man ice cream, self. Don't be troubled. Just be buying him ice cream every Sunday. Do you go have an ice cream for him? Buy for him today. He's too young to be going through this stress. He said, but the saints of the Most High, right? Meaning four beasts will arise. Four wicked kings. They will arise and cause trouble. He said, but the saints of the Most High shall receive a kingdom and possess a kingdom forever and ever and ever. Remember, in the midst of the beast rising, in verse 13, he said he saw a cloud and one like the Son of Man coming from the clouds of the Ancient of Days. And suddenly it was given to him glory, power, and a kingdom, dominion, and a kingdom with all people from one languages, and etc. But here the Bible is interpreting that whole picture to be the sense of the Most High receiving a kingdom. Are you seeing that? Are you getting confused? Now, what does this mean? That everything Jesus did was not for himself, but for the saints. He didn't do it for himself. Jesus didn't need to die. There was no problem with Jesus. God Almighty did not need to be buried and resurrected. He did that for you and me. Because we were disobedient through the sin of Adam. And what happened? The consequences of his disobedience came upon all of us. The Bible says, by one man, sin entered the world. And still, by one man, Jesus Christ, sin has left the world. Say amen. Amen. So whatever Jesus did on Calvary was not for himself, was for us. Not himself, for the saint. He did everything so that by everything he has done, the saints can get what? Perfected. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And not just perfected, to get other people what? Perfected. And fill the whole world with the knowledge of the glory of God. Are you seeing that? Very important. So instead of the Son of Man now, they substituted for the Son of Man to be what? The saints. The reason for the metamorphosis of Jesus on the face of the earth was because of the saints. God decided to come as Jesus because of you and I. If there was no you and I in our issues, God would have never manifested on the earth as Jesus. Remember, the reason why he came as Jesus was because of a function, our salvation. He came as Jesus so that it is possible for him to die, be buried, and what? Resurrected. If we didn't have a problem, God would have not manifested himself as Jesus. So anytime we talk about Jesus, then we think about the victory he gave to the saints. That the reason why God ever metamorphosed as Jesus was because of the victory he wants to give to the saints. And that's what Daniel saw in the Old Testament. That he saw one like the Son of Man and it was given to him glory, dominion, and etc. And all of a sudden, the interpretation was, there are going to be four wicked kings that will rise for beast, but the saints of the Most High. Tell somebody, but. Meaning whatever wickedness was seen, there's a but that will happen. The but is that we, the children of God, are going to take over the whole earth. And we're in those days right now. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? God is saying, God has said in his word, of course, in one of the scriptures in the Old Testament, he said, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord will be lifted up over every other mountain. He said in Obadiah 1:21, he said, out of Mount Zion shall saviors. It was a prophecy in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, we see the manifestation. The Bible says, he has come to Mount Zion. You see that? He said, it was a prophecy. Out of Mount Zion, he was telling a prophecy that, hey guys, God is going to raise saviors from Mount Zion. Now in the New Testament, we hear, we are come to Mount Zion. We are those saviors. You see it? We are the people God has risen for the revival of these last days. And he said something like I said in the first service. He said the prophecy of the end time army, one of it is that they don't break their ranks. They don't break their ranks. See how God has fortified you in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. See, I've been fortified. I don't break my rank. Now, God spoke about the possibilities for this end time army. One of it, he says that they can walk through walls. Now, it may not literally mean that you should walk on walls. God is trying to show how that there is no limit to what this end time army can do. He said they can even pass through walls. You see that? What if it's literal? No problem. But he's trying to make you understand that there is no limitation to what the Joel 2 army can do in these last days. You know, one time I was talking with a brother. He said he wants to get into politics, but he heard that if you get into politics, your hand must be dirty. That you cannot do politics with clear eye. So I said, what do you mean by that? Is that most? He said most people who are Christians in politics, they entered politics, but they are now demonic. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said they are now demonic. Amen. Are you listening? He said they are now touching charms. And I said to him, why are they touching the charms? He said so that they will be fortified. So that nobody will kill them in their pursuit for power. I said to him, do you know you can receive these things in God and nobody will kill you? Many Christians have not been taught this. They just go to church. They're the pattern, and they just go back home. No power. All of a sudden, they are recruiting gays as priests. Because there's no power there. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, if you get offended, you go home. But it's the truth. Because they worship me with their mouth, God said, but their hearts are what? Far away. You know, last week, we saw the news that they just approve what is there to hide. That the Catholic Church of Italy, Pastor Simon, don't mention name. As you know, I would like to tell you the news without mentioning the name. That the Catholic Church of Italy, the bishop sat down and agreed that right now they should recruit gay celibate priests. What a dimension of humans. I've never heard what they call gay celibate. That means they are celibates, but they are what? Gay. And now they have the permission to be priests. So there's a man who doesn't follow women, but he follows men. So he's celibate towards women, but not celibate towards men. Now my goodness, those other boys are in soup, man. Because he's not celibate towards them. They become meat. They are out of their mind. They are sick. They need hospitals, spiritual hospitals. Painting the whole wrong picture to the church. Is it because they worship him with their mouth, but their hearts are what? Far away. All this decoration we are doing on the earth, God is not involved. You dress, you put this one, put that one. This one is Jesus' stick. This one is Jesus' heart. It's not, does he know? He did never start a heart. Jesus' heart. He never created a heart. And that's why we ought to wake up as Christians. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And somebody's like, Pastor is talking against my church. I mean, go and become a celibate gay priest. If you're angry, you go to hell. It's a promise. And you rot there. You and the person that did it, you and your ruler, you will not, you will see your guy, he will bless you there. It's a promise, brother. If you think I'm joking, that. Because it never started from heaven. It's a human development. And that's sick, but it's happening. Hallelujah to Jesus. No power denying godliness. Hallelujah to Jesus. We ought to wake up. You know, last 2 weeks I was preaching and someone was angry because I said Mary prayed in tongues. And he said I disrespected them. I disrespected who? For saying Mary prayed in tongues? Mary prayed in tongues. The Bible said anyone that, he said we all human beings, we don't know how to pray as we what? Ought to pray. Even Mary didn't know how to pray. Because she was a human being. But the Bible said God helped my infirmity and Mary's infirmity with groanings that words cannot what explain. That's why when the Holy Ghost filled her, she started praying in tongues. You that tied Mary's calf, I don't know where you learned it from. You don't pray in tongues. You pray Mary's prayer. But Mary prayed in tongues. And we never saw Mary prayer in scripture. You said Mary told you how to pray. You must be sick. Because Mary too was helped to pray. She didn't know how to pray. How can she teach somebody how to pray? But Pastor, we saw Mary. You saw your village ghost, not Mary. He said the other day we saw Mary, she was crying. You must be sick. What was she crying for? Is she the savior of the world? Pastor, now you are touching us too much. We are angry. Now you can go then. And greet your fellow brothers in hell. You know, people don't like truth. Socrates said something. He said, if you want to be the hated, most hated man on the earth, say the truth. He said, you become the most hated man on the earth. People don't like truth. They just want you to talk against their enemy. Do you know what happened recently? I was sharing with pastors. I said, when a certain man in this country was talking against pastors, talking against that, people were happy. People from different denominations were happy. I said, if that man faced them for 2 minutes, they will not survive. The man, I don't know how God did it. He now, light now shone on his heart towards that dimension. He now said, let me face these people too. When he faced them, we started seeing all different commentaries and audio. The man is a madman. Okay, it's now you know he's a madman. When he was taken against fathers of faith, he was not a madman. He has faced you people now. He's a madman. No, he's not a madman. We disagree. He knows what he's doing. Just 2 minutes he faced, no defense. Don't insult him. Quote scripture. If he said what you are doing is rubbish, quote scripture that is not rubbish. There is no scriptural backing. It's just dead religion. And it's time to wake up. In the realm of the spirit, as I'm talking to you, my place in the supernatural is getting increased. God is saying, I like this guy. Make sure the this thing is more increased, Michael. I can sense it. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's time to wake up. Understand your place in Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? There is no time. There is no time. You see, the biggest trouble is this. We are trying to save the world. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? We are extending the work of Jesus. There is now some people who are thinking their church. Oh, we think their church. They are recruiting sinners to be saviors. Celibate gay priests. These people now are praying to God to save the world. Are you mad? You are not saved yourself. Now the person that started that, he must be Satan's friend. For you to allow that, Satan is your brother. Who is worse? The one that gave permission to start or the ones that are doing it? The one that gave permission to start is more of a Satan than the ones that are doing it. All of them are Satan's brothers. Even if they are wearing white, they belong to hell. I know one thing with the devil. Bible says gross darkness covers the people. There are people defending this thing now. It's not bad. Leave us like that. Oh, we left you, brother. We leave you. We leave you the whole of our hearts. Die and go to hell. How can such a man tell me, bless you? Me, bless me. Me, celibate gay priest. Bless who? Come for deliverance. You go to that man with his white hand, lay hands on him, you start manifesting demons. You think I'm joking? It's time to wake up. Are you listening to me? Wake up. Some of these people, they need the Lord. Teach them the Bible. They don't know the scriptures. And someone told me, he said, I went to somewhere to learn the Bible for 10 years, so I know more than you. I didn't go 10 years. I didn't sit somewhere. I learned under the school of the Spirit. You know, 10 years, I was talking to one of my friends. We grew up in the barracks. And I was giving prophetic words. I wanted to shame him a little bit. I said, see, all this thing I'm telling you now, they say yes. Say, man of God, please be praying for me. I said, but you are praying for people. I said, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence. He's a priest. With the evidence of praise in Ibadan. With the evidence of praying in tongues so that you can touch people for God. I said, see, you need help. So how do you help others? As long as you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you can be in a seminary for 10 years. You don't know the Bible. You only know how to quote scriptures. You don't know Jesus. Jesus is the content of scripture. As long as you don't know Jesus, you have not read the Bible. The proof you read the Bible and know the Bible is that you know Jesus Christ. You know, some of us are emotionally attached to these systems because we grew up there. We were given birth to there. So that when they talk about it, you get pained. But think about it. What they are doing now, is it right? If it's not right, why are you trying to defend it? It must be a satanic influence. It must be Satan. It said, for the sons of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. You know, I was reading the Bible, I think it's Ephesians 6:12, and I said to myself, I wish people understand this. The Bible says our battle is not with flesh and blood. I think we should read it. Paul speaking. I'm sure Paul sat down, weighed everything, and he came into this conclusion. He said, we do not wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. He said, but against what? Principalities. And against what? Give me this in the Amplified rendition. The classic. Let's read. One, two, go. Against the spirit forces in the heavenly supernatural sphere. See, you know, maybe you want to go and preach the gospel. That happened to Paul. The Bible says Paul said he wanted to go and preach the gospel, but he said Satan stopped him. It's not Satan that appeared and stopped Paul. It was somebody that stood on the gate. You are not going, government or officials. So Paul looked at them and said, it was the devil that stopped me. Now, Paul knew that even though these people tried for me not to preach in this certain city, they are not the ones that are fighting me. It is supernatural forces. If the gospel is not powerful enough, why would Satan stop people from hearing it? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? If it's not so powerful, is it not just words? Allow us to tell them. Satan is fighting Paul because he knows that the gospel is what? The power. He has seen Paul talk to a nation and everybody turned to Jesus. So he's now raising people to stop Paul. What I'm trying to communicate to you this afternoon is that Satan is really, really trying to stop everything that the kingdom of God is standing for. He's trying it. He will fight your preaching the gospel, opportunities for you to preach, he will fight it. He will get into the life of young people who are supposed to come for your cell meetings and tell them not to come. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? As long as you're not on your guard as a shepherd, he will fight people around you. He will fight even the church. It's the truth. He got into Judas. He got into Peter. Somehow Peter repented because he was not proud. Judas died because he was proud. Two of them were influenced by Satan. But remember, I told Peter, I'll pray for you and your faith will not fail. But for Judas, he was proud. He rather would die rather than to face the shame. Peter didn't mind to face the shame. Do you know if Judas had come back to Jesus, Judas would have been forgiven? Look at everything Satan is trying to do. If Satan can look at Jesus' disciples and dare to influence them, how about GCMI? He knows the vision. It is to save the whole world. He knows what we are contending for, like we did last Sunday, for the cause of Christ. We are contending for the faith. He knows what you are doing. He knows why you are a pastor in this church. He knows why you are a worker in this church. He knows we are pursuing the same vision. He will try all it takes. If you could get into the life of a man to stop Paul preaching the gospel, he can get into a man to stop you fulfilling destiny. Yes, some of you are dating Satan now in human bodies. Is that deep? You don't understand? Many years ago, a young man within my sphere came to me that he wanted to get married to a lady. She was not a devil. But in the spirit, I saw a snake that he wanted to get married to. So I told him, you are not going to get married to this lady. Because I saw a snake in manifestation. It was Satan trying to distort him from destiny. Now, she's not a devil, but she's the wrong person for him. And that was a demonic manifestation. I fought it and stopped it. Because if he had gotten it wrong there, he would have gotten it wrong for life. Are you all listening to me tonight? It is that deep. That you are seated. You love the Lord. You have prayed in tongues. I was telling leaders. I said, I don't know what happens to people. After all the years of hearing God, you have written prophecy. God has spoken to you. You jump. You shout. You got happy. You saw visions. You now wake up one morning. I say, I'm tired. How did you get tired? With all the things God has said about you, you are tired. Tired for where? You have not even started, you are tired. Have you seen everything he has said come to pass? Why are you getting tired? You saw a vision that man is your husband. That woman is your husband. When you saw the vision, it was, then suddenly the relationship is not smooth. You say, sir, I feel like quitting. You want to quit where? Did you see it in the spirit that's your husband? Or you felt like since he's your husband, he should be demure. He should talk sweet. He should be lollipop. So I want to quit. What of what the Lord told you? What did the Lord tell you? All of a sudden they forget. That's the last thing on the minds of people who are ready to quit. That's the last thing on their mind. They forget everything God says to them. You see me always ask this question. What did God tell you? Where is it? It is the devil. It is the devil. He will blind your eyes. He will cover your eyes. Remember Matthew 13. The seed, the sower. Remember the parable. The reason why the birds of heaven came and tried to carry the seed, why tribulation arise and whatever, was because of the seed planted in their heart. If there was no word of God in their heart, the devil would have not come. You see that lady, things are working for her. See, they are married. See, you are in the church. Limited in one place. All you do is pray in the spirit and for some, you struggle to do one or two things. But they don't have any cause to live for. They don't have anything to live for. They are just, their vision is to marry, have children, invest for their children. That's the only thing they are doing. I say, but see their life. Look at me. And if you are not careful, your families point them to you. Look at you, your mate. See them. See what they are doing. See what they are doing for their family. You are living for something bigger than them. What you are living for will save them tomorrow. But they don't know. Paul said, for our light affliction, worketh in us. A more surpassing weight of God's glory. He calls it a light affliction. The reason why it's standing so long is because you think it's long. It's light. Tell somebody it's light. Enjoy every season in the spirit. Hold these seasons as precious. You can't eat all the best things you can eat yet. You can wear your cloth. You can do whatever. Pray in the spirit. Give yourself to prayer. Give yourself to prayer. Sit with the Holy Ghost and pray. Prophesy. Prophesy everything he has said. What he has told you, prophesy it. Keep on saying it. I gave you an instance that you can be putting water, sugar in water. You are putting the sugar. It will start, all of a sudden, it will start salting and tasting sugary, isn't it? You don't see any substance there. It will not materialize. You may not really see the progress, isn't it? One spoon every day. Do you know one day, that sugar inside the water will crystallize. It will form something. It will form a substance that you can touch. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Something that you can touch. That is how your confession in the spirit is. As you are speaking into the atmosphere, it will be like you are not making any progress. You will keep on speaking one time. Everything you have said will come back to you. That's how it works. You must keep on speaking God's word. Never be tired speaking it. And the reason why every other thing will work for your good is because firstly, your agenda first is kingdom. You see, God wants to see the reason why you should become a billionaire. You are not just shouting, I want to become a billionaire. He said, God, if you give me billions, I will win nations for you. Are you winning nations now? Are you winning your neighborhood now? Are you winning your family now? He wants to see it in the small things you are doing as an affirmation that you can do those big ones you are making out that you do in confessions. God doesn't just give people money. You must have a reason why you want to have that money. The reason is not that you are telling God, God, give me money and see now. I'll build GCMI. No! No, that's not what God wants. Let him see it. You wake up now that you don't have money. Do you carry your Bible to preach outside? Do you tell your neighbors about Jesus? When last did you tell people about Jesus that you were chatting with? That's what he's watching. Because he that is faithful in little is what? Faithful in plenty. Right now, your unfaithfulness is a proof that tomorrow, if you have billions, you will not remember the Lord. So you see people pursuing money, not realizing from scripture. He has given us a pattern that seek first the kingdom. It then says, every other good thing the Gentiles seek will be added unto you. He even said, if you pursue materialism, you are a pagan. You have no God. That's what he said. If your focus in life is just money, you have to be thinking of these two things concurrently. The reason why I want money is because of something unseen. God is not saying prove it. He said prove your call. Do the work of an evangelist. Are you adding to the kingdom? Are you adding to the kingdom every day of your life? Little things. Can you pray for souls? You that have a cell. When last did you cry to God that God should increase yourself? God, give me money. Is it money? You are a joke in the spirit. If you are in this covenant with God, he wants to see proof. Are you listening to me, people of God? When last did you cry to God to increase yourself? I mean, you were bitter about yourself. It really touched you. That you forgot everything. And said, Lord, increase myself. That you heard that people miss self. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you couldn't rest. You were crying to the Lord in prayer. Increase myself. Increase myself. When last did you do that? In fact, did you ever do that? Now, why do you think you should have all the money? What do you want to facilitate with the money? What do you want to do with the money? I mean, God is seeing a man passionate about his work. Passionate. Then the man is in business. He said every other good thing will be added. Some people that don't pray for their business to grow, they only obey what God has said. They give it time. When they go back to their business, it has made progress. There are some prophesying on their business. They have not won any soul. Father, my business move. Father, they have little or zero passion for souls. It will not move. It doesn't work like that. Are you listening to me tonight? So you must ask yourself this sincere question. How about soul winning? How about soul winning? It's not about pumping in church. We are full of fire. We are full of... Have the fire translated to somebody? Has it touched somebody in your world? Then God give us a great commission. Have you told people about Jesus? I mean, this year is counting. How many people have you told about Jesus? Now, this is the person I want to take over nations. Are you a joker? Nations are coming to your rising. Did you tell anybody in your city about Jesus? Your neighbors, do they even attend church? In fact, do you even care if your sister is a church member? Do you care about their salvation? And you are saying nations? You must be joking. Because he that is faithful in little is faithful in plenty. Now, that's not just it. Secondly, you want nations to come. Are you getting yourself fortified by the Spirit? Are you making yourself available? Do you have time to pray? You think God will use this version of you? No! You know he can't use this version of you. If it is by this version of you, nobody will come to Jesus. You know it. Do you register your availability in the Spirit? Are there times that you sit down and say 1 hour, Lord, translate me into that person that you can use to win nations for the kingdom? I mean, you're not in a hurry for activities. You're not looking for where to go and shine. God, can you make me that person? And you see, one thing with God, when you stay so much in the secret place, you can't help it in the open. You will be announced whether you like it or not. You can't just help it. He said, they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. It will just be on you by default. It will be a proof that you had something with God in the secret. Peter said, such as I have, I give unto you. It's in the secret you have it. Are you listening to me tonight? There must be, you know, we are not for haphazard Christianity. You see, a young man just said, I want to have concert. I want to have this. No, we are focused. We understand soul winning. We understand the place of the local church. We know that Satan is against the local church. We saw it from scripture. The MSG version of Ephesians 1, I think verse 19 thereabout. That God through the church wants to speak. Let's read it again. It said, all the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him. Endless energy, boundless strength. Next part of scripture. It then says in verse 20. It said, all this energy issues from Christ. God raised him from death and set him on a throne in deep heaven. Next part of scripture. It then says, in charge of running the universe. Everything from galaxies to government. No name and word, no power. Exempt from his rule. And not, you see that? No name and no power, exempt from his rule. Every sphere of influence. Then he says, and not just for the time being, but forever. Next part of scripture. It then says, he is in charge of it all. Has the final word on everything. At the center of all this, Christ rules the church. Now, why is Christ ruling the church? Next part of scripture. It then says, the church, you see, is not a peripheral, is not peripheral to the world. He said, the world is peripheral to the church. Then he said, the church is Christ's body, in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. You see that? It is through you that God wants to speak and act. He wants to make points. He wants to say, do things through you. Meaning God prefers you being in charge of that ICT hub. God prefers you being in charge of that hospital. He wants to fill that place with his presence through you. Are you listening to me? That while raising you up in every sphere of life, You are making waves. You think you are small, but you are mighty. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Say, I'm not small. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are not small. He turned to Gideon, an angel of the Lord. The guy was plugging tomatoes or something in the farm. And the angel of the Lord came to him and said, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon then, to see whether they were talking to somebody else, it was him. He was surprised. He didn't know he had anything in the realm of the spirit for anybody to call him a mighty man of valor. He didn't know his strength, but the angel of the Lord said it for the first time. Go and save your people. Go and save your people. You are not weak, you are strong in the Lord. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. There are some of you have potentials, but you are just lazy. You have potential, but you are just lousy. You are just timid. You are doing like a sweet. They talk to you, no, this is how I am. Me, I don't know how to talk. You know how to talk. You have not received the spirit of fear again, the spirit of what? Sound mind. Sir, I don't know. We all know how to talk. The spirit we have is not a dull spirit. So if you are dull, it's your fruit we are seeing, not the fruit of the spirit. But the spirit of what? Sound mind. Of what? Of what? See that preacher? He's like this. He's not filled with the Holy Spirit. As we walk normal. He will talk normal. You may see somebody look shy until they open their mouth. If you are full of the Holy Spirit. You are not even shy of a crowd. You can talk anywhere. Are you listening to me? You know, sometimes you may start in fear. You will end full of faith. You just come to a class, they say, talk. He said, I cannot talk. I remember a story. I told this young man, talk. Took him to a class. He said, he cannot evangelize. He will just die. I said, today you will die. So I went to the back of the class and sat down. I said, preach to us. So as I entered, he entered, shaking. Came to the front. Hello, everyone. Can I talk to you people about Jesus? And I said, yeah, you can talk to us. Everybody turned and looked at me. And he started, okay. Then he started saying everything I said, evangelism. You know, we are like lions. But if we think we are goats, we are always going to be eating grass. He quoted me, quoted scriptures, quoted everything. And then in the middle of the sermon, I observed something. Faith! He was not quoting me. He kept on speaking. He kept on. I started clapping for him. The people too were feeling him. When he finished, he said, I want to lead. When people stood up, he was shocked. So there were many people ready to receive Jesus, but this guy was just there being timid. Tell somebody there's glory on your inside. Some people are not interested. Spiritualists are not interested. 5 years in church, they don't care. They're not interested in spiritual. Why are you not joining the department? You know, I just want to be coming. I want to be a normal member. I don't want to do anything for God. But I think somebody told me one time, he said, sir, if everybody is a worker in church, who will be a member? I said, all members are supposed to be workers. There is nobody that's supposed to sit down in church and not be watching church like this. Just come to church, they clean church. Please, who are in charge of cleaning? They didn't clean it well today. Member, asking of workers, why they didn't clean. You, what are you doing in church? Observer. There is nobody like that in church. We all are supposed to do the work of the ministry. And it's a proof that we are perfected. The proof you are not perfected is that you don't like the work of the ministry. You must be interested. And guess what? As you are doing the work of the ministry, you can go and vet this information. There are many people who became photographers from church. World-renowned photographers from church. I hope you know I'm saying the truth. Videographers, the best even in this country, they started from church. Even worldly singers, that would, if they don't change, they will go to hell. But worldly singers, the best of their kind, started from church. Go and check if I'm lying. Say the church is not doing anything. Where will you go and learn drum for free if it's not the church? Where will you learn keyboard for free if it's not the church? Where will you learn the guitar for free if it's not the church? You were taught for free. You that were taught and you that explained, who did one more favor? The one that taught you did you more favor than you playing. And that doesn't stop us from paying the instrumentalists. I have no problem paying instrumentalists as we can. But if they think it's their rights, I'll send them away and use only keyboard. And we're not paid, we're not playing. Go. Because if you want to reconsider this thing, we should pay everybody. The people cleaning church, we should pay them. The people setting sound too, we should pay them. You know, we've given these guys so much right in church, they think they are doing church a favor. You that come to church and welcome people to church, you should be paid. Ushers that count money should be paid. Should we go further? Media guys should be paid. Choir people that sing for the Lord should be. Who should not be paid in church? If we do it like that, it's God. Put all of us on salary and we'll serve you. So, we are not against. A time will come, we'll tell people, we have employed you fully as an instrumentalist. We need all of your services. Don't work. I will pay you your salary. We can put them on salary. Right now, I've not fully employed them. They can work. But if I fully employ them, I'll tell them, stop. I'll be paying you your money. And it's not a bad thing. I even get what I'm trying to explain. Because they'll have families. They'll have children. They should be paid. But if you think it's your right, that's where you get it wrong. Tell your neighbor, wake up, 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 wake up. Be on fire for the Lord. Be on fire for the Lord. See how Satan tried to stop Paul. And like I said, he will try to stop you. He will try. Satan is not taking it easy. He tried so many times to kill Paul. But Paul understood all the things he had in the realm of the spirit. Angels and the rest. He used them. Do you know Paul too was scared at some point? Yes! Paul ran for his life. He used basket, the first elevator in the Bible. Paul was the one that discovered it. It was basket and rope they used to take Paul down. And he ran away, literally not by angels. He ran away for his life. But at some point, he couldn't run again. In the prison, He understood the pattern, how it works. He praised the Lord. Earthquake, it opened. He walked out. Preached in the same city. They did not run. They now understood what they had with God. Satan will try to stop you. He will try. He's seen glory in Kira's life, for instance, now. He knows that this lady will use, God will use her to bring nations to his name. What will he do? He'll look at everywhere. Kira does not like money. No, does she like money? She doesn't like money. No problem. He forgets about money. She doesn't like food. No problem. He forgets about food. She doesn't like amebo. No problem. But she had a problem. What's the problem? She likes fine boys. She doesn't want to just hear that you are short and not fine. And that you are not a beard gang. Else she considers you a woman. So as she is doing this, and Satan is hearing her gist with her friends. Every time she sits with their precious and their agatas, they are talking. Me I want a dark, tall, handsome man. Maybe that's what precious will say. Then Kira will say, me, I want a dark, a chocolate, tall. You know, sometimes they don't even know. They're tall, fair, handsome, cat eyes man. Then Agatha will say, no, I want a muzzled, six-packed, pink lips, pilot-looking man. So they've said everything. Satan will now write it down. Then he will check around that area. Ah! He sees one sitting at the beer parlor. He sees the other one gymming. He sees the other one doing Yahoo. Then he just tells him, stand up. Stand up, Jude. Stand up, Jude. I have a mission for you. Jude does not know that Jude is an innocent young boy doing Yahoo. Jude, stand up. Stand up, Jude. Jude. He's not innocent, I mean. He's doing Yahoo. Jude, stand up. You know what I mean by innocent? Is that he was minding his business in Yahoo. Stand up. And Jude stands up and feel like walking towards first gate. Just like that. As he's walking, he now sees a lady coming out, cat walking out. And that's Kira. And Jude will be like, Satan will now move his eye. He will tell, Jude will be like, wow. Damn. You know, many years ago, there was a brother that was in Temple Steward. One of our sisters was passing. That was Latifah. She was passing, cleaning the church on a Saturday. They had to report him to me. You know what the guy did? When Latifah was passing, he said, damn, Jesus Christ. This lady is blessed. We're not used to those things in our church. When the lady said, they just carry him straight to HOD. Please, sir, this man have seen. What is he seen? He saw a lady in church. He said, damn, man, this lady is blessed. I had to call him to my office. I said, please, in our church, even if you see, don't do damn, man. Anybody is blessed. You can just do it in your heart. Damn, man, this lady is blessed. But keep it to your heart. And maybe did you do, damn, man, this lady is blessed. Meanwhile, God has seen, Satan is seeing the potency. She sings a nation. Satan said, Nalayo, we must get this one down. One man must come down today. If this one gets that closure, what she will do to us? She will recruit more people, remove us from the picture. Let's make sure she doesn't reach that limelight. Then Jude comes. Jude would not say he's a Yahoo boy. Jude would say, I'm into crypto and forex. And the Lord has been doing wonders with me. He has been good to me. Say, Jude, please. Now, as she's going, you say, are you born again? He said, yeah, of course. Do you pray in tongues? Like, ja ba 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 ba. Go. Jude immediately start praying in tongues. Or maybe she tells, I can't follow a man that does not share a common faith with me. Jude said, can I be a member of your church, please? She now sleeps. She now sees herself with Jude. Walking down the aisle. You know what brought the vision? Jude said he wants to join her church. Wow. So if you come, I'll show it to my pastor. If you don't see my pastor, you are not a good member. So I'll see your pastor. Jude comes to the pastor. Daddy, I celebrate you. Now, wow, mommy. Jude has so respect. Kira cannot hold it. Kira. Oh, Jude. Jude bows down, greet Pastor Simon. Sir, I celebrate Christ. Jude, please stand up. Pastor Simon, it seems so nice. Do you pray? Yes, sir. Sir, I even dreamt that I saw you before I came to church and we're talking like this. Wow. Wow. Congratulations. Welcome to church. Sir, I won him for Christ. It's me that won the soul. So I decided, I saw him one of these days, he was trying to ask me, but he would not even say ask that. We just saw on the gate, so I now invite him to church, and I'm discipling him, sir. I said, oh, wow, wow, wow. It's fine, it's fine. Now let's see who disciples who. And Jude is part of church. And one time, prophet just comes to the office, so versed, why do it? So versed in the spirit. Hey, come here, Kira! And she comes, Kira, you see that boy that you brought to church? Cut off from that boy. Just align to be coming to church. Don't be talking with him. Say, sir, okay. But sir, if I leave him, he will not be serious with God. It's not your business, Kira. Leave him. Because pastor probably, he's the shepherd. He was in a vision praying. And he saw Kira, they were dragging her like a bag of rice. So he didn't understand the vision. And it was Jude who looked so humble. But God searches the heart. He knows the hidden agendas of the heart. And since he will leave the 99 for one, he will leave the 99 for what? He tells Simon, that my one, I don't want that to go. He shows the vision. I say, Kira, I may not know Jude. I don't understand what I'm seeing, but Kira, be careful of Jude. Kira cannot understand. She can't fathom this vision. What an evil vision. For a man who is now born again and Lord, and somehow he even started praying in tongues. No, Pastor Simon is just biased. He wants me to marry Oche by force. It's a lie. He just want me to marry church people. They are doing church peer connection. But to be realistic, is it sand they will use and feed the family? Let's be realistic. Even if we are born again, use common sense. In fact, the Bible says that a man that cannot provide for his family is worse than an infidel. But Jude is not an infidel. Because he can provide with Yahoo Plus. Why the Bible said that? It doesn't mean that anybody that can provide is born again. And the provide is in your own dimension. The Bible did not say the man that cannot buy Lamborghini for his family. He said the man that cannot provide food for his family. Can that young man in church provide food for the family? The problem is that you see as food. We see food as rice and beans. And tuo and gari. Your interpretation of food is burger and fish pie and shawarma. The Bible says if a man cannot provide, it not say if a man cannot buy shawarma. Now she has taken Jude to her mother. The mother saw Jude and her spirit connected. Because when the mother went out, she saw what Jude came with. It was not a horse. It was not a motor car. It was a car. And her soul was pleased. She said her spirit accepts the man. And she draws Kira in the middle of Jude to the bedroom. This one, my spirit accepts her. No joke with her more. Tell her, say he must eat for our house today. Cook something. Sharp, sharp. Cook. I go help you. Then when they come out with the food, it's Kira that cook it. That's how she cooked for the whole family. Jude, very wise. Jude now goes back home. Jude thinks about it very well. Jude now carry 3 wrappers. Hollandis. 2025 target. Is it high target they call it? He carries them. He understands. He brings them to mommy. Hey! Mommy start dancing.
Oh, Jude. Meanwhile, Jude is Yahoo plus plus. But because you can't see, you know, sometimes you think because you pray in tongues, you know all things. Like, you not see Jude again. Oh my God, Jude. And before you know it, God forbid. Let me not say other parts. But the one struggling in church, trying to pursue the agenda of God, he's serving in the church, he's pushing the agenda of God, he's trying in his business, probably he's a teacher now, school teacher. You have a problem with him. You know, a sister came to my office many years ago and said she didn't want someone. I said, why? Is it because it doesn't look like he's ready for marriage? It doesn't look like her spirit is not connecting. And I said to her, your spirit is not connecting. She said, yes. I said, it's a lie. It's the money that is not, you are not understanding. I said, quote me anywhere. It's money you are looking for. I said, no, sir. You know, sometimes it look like they just drop you from heaven. Oh, boom. So, sir, I'm not led. Who are you led with? A gangster outside. You see a church lady. She's not led to a brother in church. He's a gangster in the world. To show you that you are mad. The one in church is not your spec. He's the gangster in the world. That you are led to. Then you know, tomorrow when you have a problem, you are calling on the God of Zion to help you. You are the one that took your hand inside the problem. The one that you are seeing, you know his character. You know that he doesn't have money so much like that now. You don't want to partner because you want to keep your money and somebody should spend his money on you. Sometimes you hear that ladies are being kidnapped, killed, and etc. It's greed. Greediness. More than 500, getting to 500 ladies now have been killed because of greed. You can blame the guys, of course they should be arrested and detained in prison forever, but can we deny the fact that it was greed that brought those ladies there? It was greed. Longer throat. Kodei. If not, you saw that they kidnapped a lady yesterday. Yo, my, they not kidnap you. How would they not kidnap you when they kidnapped somebody yesterday? You did not learn? How can I hear that they kidnapped somebody yesterday? They not kidnap me today. I must be very stupid. Haven't heard that they kidnapped somebody yesterday. I should have learned. Are you listening to me? If we follow the basic principles of life, we'll not be in trouble. You don't know a man. Even if you know the man, what are you doing in the house alone? If it's not batting you are looking for, what took you to the house? You didn't go with any friend. You went there alone. You know, let me tell you something that you don't know. You know, some people think when they kill you, the sin of the person goes, your sin goes to the person's head. Let me tell you something you don't know. If bad character took you to a man's house and they kill you, you are still going to hell. It's double death for you. They kill you in the physical, you go to hell for being foolish. It's not a joke. Wait. If all of you are disciplined to know that a man you are not married to, you should not visit. Naturally, if you are disciplined, we will not be hearing that they kill anybody. Is the indiscipline causing some of these things? I was sharing something here one time. A content creator, what he did with a church girl. He went to a church, an usher. You can imagine. Spoke to, she collected number to do follow-up. He was the one that started following her up. Tried all the means. She said, no, I'm sold to Christ, sold out to Jesus. He now said, what business are you doing? She said, the business. He now wired $1 million into the account. She was the one asking him, what do you want me to do for you? Where is your house address? I want to come there now. Money. In the content creation, he said something that hit me. He said, everybody has a price. Everybody has a price. What a stupid statement.
you all listening to me tonight? How do we advance the kingdom with such a mentality? That you are not ready to build with people that can advance the kingdom with you. You are not ready to build with them. You are not looking for people who don't have the same mindset with you. In fact, you should be anticipating somebody within the same mindset to become your husband. How can, the Bible say, can two or three work together? Say, no. Except they what? Be agreed. How can you be thinking of being married to somebody who doesn't share the same ideas with you, the same vision with you? How can you think of that? You neglected everything God showed you. Especially with women. You saw that, yeah, Pastor, I saw myself healing the sick, talking to nation, blah, blah, blah. Then the man you are marrying, does it look like a man that you and him can go there? Or like a man that will limit you from going there? Pastor, my mother said I have to marry. Is your mother your God? Listen carefully, oh. If some of us followed what our parents were saying at the beginning, I will not be preaching to all of you today, oh. It's not once or twice they led me to go outside the country to do medicine that I rejected. Not once, not twice. If I had gone, some of you would have not met me today. Now you say, Pastor Simon, what is there? At least if we are not here, you'll be sending us money. That's not the point. There are many souls tied to me in this nation that God wanted me to touch. That's why he didn't want me to go there. And it was more important to God than anything in this world. He said, what can a man offer in exchange of his soul? Are you listening to me? Remove your mind from vain things. Don't you see that it's an attack? Share with some of my ladies yesterday that if Ketun Kullman can be attacked, you should be careful. Ketun Kullman, one of the God's general, a mighty woman of God, she was attacked by the devil in this same area of relationship. I've seen through time mighty women of God, how that Satan took them out of the picture of destiny through relationship, wrong relationship. If you ever see a woman of God who is on fire and diligent, go and ask her. She had a father or a mentor that pastored her to the point he even flogged her. They had strong fathers in the faith and mentors that really held them. If not, that's one area Satan uses to remove them from the picture. Ketun Kullman married somebody else's husband because he came so fine. Go and read the story. The man was so fine. She couldn't bear it. Full of the Holy Ghost. Oh. So that time she was not fit. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh. Doing the things she was doing. Oh. She fell for a fine man. So you think you look within the camp. You look within people who think like you. There's nobody you admire. It's somebody who does not even know his left and right. You are believing God for to be well, become born again so that you can marry the person. You have to remove those stupidity from your heart. Remove it. You don't want to sit one day and see people you started with doing mighty things for God, and you are somewhere in the kitchen watching through your phone. You don't want to be there one day. I said, Kai, if I had heard what Pastor Simon said, me and this lady were the ones that are supposed to be doing this thing. And be telling your children the story. So I know that powerful woman of God, I know how. Now the same church, we the same things we have. I even used to be more anointed than her. What happened to you? It's a long story. We don't fight against what? But against what? Against what? Talk to me, people of God. Satan knows what he's doing, oh. He's like a roaring lion. You are roaring in the spirit. Alagada, I take nations. He's looking at you. Then like Agatha would like a gym man. He will enter the gym man. He sees all the guests in this world. He's not interested. He's Agatha. In his heart, he has signed it. If he's not Agatha, I'd rather die. It's an agenda he's following. He does everything. In fact, they know how to message you. When you feel bad. When you were shouted in church. You come to choir as a pastor. See, don't ever try that in your life again. You think I'm joking with you? Because I'm joking with you in this choir, are you mad? In fact, you are not leading the story. Go and sit down there. You're already cold in your spirit. As you just go back home, a call. Jima is calling. Hello, sweetheart. How are you doing? I thought you had a very stressful day, so I thought of buying you shawarma and ice cream. I don't know, where can I give it to you? You now look at it. Even unbelievers love us better than believers. They love us better. Say an unbeliever is talking to me. But pastor will be shouting for people as if he's paying anybody. I also leave that church. I'm just giving them time. My dear, please, where are you? Let me come and get it. I can't come to your house, so please. We'll have to sit somewhere. Then you remember, high level, they go see me. Why they not go see us? Ask city. No. Unbelievers go see me. Do you know any place that is hidden? I can't sit in an open place. They'll say, okay, BS, you behind law department. Hey, Pastor Simon, how do you know all these places? Oh, I've caught some people there before. You know, some people say they don't used to see me in school with Mama T. How did I marry Mama T? Hallelujah to Jesus. When was I talking with her? Imagine you see your pastor sitting and will you be happy? So there were certain places we had to figure out. So you go there now. You see them talking. Yeah, Agatha and Jima. And she's like, it's not like I don't like you in our church. You know, there's something I've noticed. See, one mystery I don't understand is what? It's how a lady's brain, a lady can be very spiritual. Suddenly there's a chicken part of the brain that gets activated. It's a mystery I've not really understood. A chicken. You don't need to say being like chicken. I still don't understand. I can't fathom. How do somebody become stupid all of a sudden? And all of a sudden full of fire. You don't hear this. My pastor said we should not actually marry outside. It's not like it's in the Bible. But we have to just follow what he said. You know, if I leave that church now, though. But don't worry. I know what I'm doing. So all you need to do is to become. Let me tell you. If you are my pastor to allow you marry. It's not me that allow people marry people. I've said that in several times. Don't put me in trouble, oh. I don't know who is your husband or who is your wife. But if I'm truly your shepherd, if you want to make mistake, don't you think God should be able to show me you're about to make mistake? Me, I am always a stopper when I think it's wrong. I don't join people. Richard comes now and say he wants to marry. I'll say, pray about it. Go and pray again. Third time. One way to know I don't believe in what you are saying, I will tell you to go and pray 3 times. You confess, I say, go and pray. Be praying that I don't say the third time. Because when I'm telling you to go and pray, me too, I'm going back to pray. So the second time when you come, that means I forgot the first time. I'll say, go and pray again. Then the third time, if I tell you to go and pray, don't come back. For some of you, it's the first time. So you can test now. You can come the second time and hear what I will say. The third time, if I tell you, don't come back. And for some, I've been telling them to go and pray more than 5 times. They are not using their head. Sir, I think I'm... Go and pray. So, I mean, they go and pray. They'll come back and say, sir, I've discovered she's not my wife. You see? How did you start liking her? Sir, I don't know. She was the one talking to me too much. Then I now fell in love. You to fall in love and you are mumu, you will fall in love. They don't come directly, they just do like they are not there, but they are there. You will fall in love. And see, hey God of mercy, I know what I'm telling you. They are very logical, very sensitive, very, very carnally prophetic. They are giving you this in every day. You think it's a coincidence. Every time you meet on campus with a lady, there's always something for you to eat. How did you know I needed this? And she's always passing around your department. Then you open your mouth. Open your mouth, he feels it. See food. You open your mouth, he feels. Then one day you now come and say, I'm having feeling for one girl in church. You must be mad. Where a man sows, he reaps. As long as you are eating that food, you must marry. And secondly, you don't know. See, listen carefully. The gift of a man maketh way. Why do you think they say things like the way into a man's heart is his stomach? So mumu men are falling for that trap plenty times. As long as somebody is gifting you something and you collect, it's a law of life, you will fall. If you don't want to fall, don't collect. Some of you boys, you think you are doing the girls. You want to be eating. You will fall in love. Let's bet. I've been in ministry for a while. I can tell you from experience. There was one time, I did not follow. That's not what I'm trying to say. There was one time, by the grace of God, I did not follow. You are here now. If you have tried every day, any of you that have tried, have I fall? I did not even know that you are trying anything. There was one time people left church. It's only God that knows who tries. Nobody knows. The ladies left church and I was pondering. After 2 weeks, I called one of the pastors. I said, why are these people not in church? They say I'm the reason. I did not even pay attention to the matter. They said they had a dispute. So I didn't pay attention. I forgot about it till like 2 years. One day I saw them. And I said, these people left church. Till now I don't know the reason. Tell me the reason why they left. Then they sat me down and told me that two of them started having dispute of who should be closer to me. I did not know. I was just pastoring. One came and said, I want to be cleaning the church. I said, no problem. She bought Parker, bought this. I wanted to buy. She refused. She started cleaning church. Many years ago when we started. The other one came and was holding pulpit. So after service, two of them will always come to want to greet me. One by my left. I was thinking my spiritual daughters are greeting me. So I'm greeting them back and blessing them. In my heart, it was my spiritual daughters I was greeting. How are you? Bless you. How about bless you too? Then I walk up. I didn't know that this one was feeling bad, that this one is distracting the talk. I didn't know. Innocently, I'll go back home and still go and pray after the meeting. Father, I thank you for your success. And sleep off. And both of them, I was not replying their WhatsApp messages because I was even disappointed they had my number. I had given a law, nobody should give my number. You know, so I saw the message. I didn't reply. In fact, I blocked them, both of them. But Pastor Simon, I want to come and cook. I want to come and cook in your. I'm not around. But I just saw you enter. Just still know I'm not around. I left by the back door. We did all of those stunts. Then they left. Two of them decided to leave. I did not know that was the reason they left. There's one lie I've never went to God and said, forgive me for lying. One kind of lie. To lie to a lady. That I'm not at home. I've never gone back to God and said, forgive me for the lie. I've lied that lie plenty times. And anytime I lied, I feel see God telling me, Simon, my guy. I've never gone to God and say, forgive me for lying. No matter what, I'm not at home. In fact, there was one time, I think one or two persons, they came to my, sir, who are you? It's so-so person. I am not around. They are in this church. They've not left because they have good intention. But sir, just know that I am not around. Because I asked the question, are you the only one there? Yes, sir, I'm not around. You can go back and wait for me on campus, I'll be around. I've done it several times. And I didn't care what people say. You know, if you do good things, people will talk. You do bad things, people will talk. A news went forth that I had pride. That who do I think I am? That ladies cannot greet or come and visit. But it paid off. Do you know as I'm doing this thing, I still had a testimony one time. That somebody said that, is it not that prophet that fine girls used to go to his house? I've still heard. I heard it. So me that was doing, I'm not around. They still say guests were coming to my house. You that guests are coming now, you are finished. The bottom line is be careful. I've seen ladies come to my house, give me this one. I remember one coming, bring all the kind of okpa, whether the company of okpa, I still did not fall. Because they heard I like okpa. They bring all the okpa. I did not fall. One will come, bring this one. I did not still fall. And I ate small. I rejected plenty. It's the truth. You think when I'm very hungry, you bring okpa. I will not reject all of them. I said, I'm not supposed to eat this, but just this one. And I ate and I said, go back. I'm not trying to brag. I'm trying to tell you how to be what? Careful. I've spoken for the ladies. I'm speaking to the men right now. And it's not like they are bad ladies. Don't think they are demons. It is the influence of Satan. Even Peter was influenced by the devil. Are you all listening to me? Peter, one of the 12, was what? Influenced by the devil. They are not devils. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? It's just the influence of the devil per time. Per what? Per what? I know what I'm telling you people. It's not like they are devils. When God rebuked the demon from Peter, did God tell him, get out from my life, Peter? He was still there. It was just for a season. There are certain times you see yourself liking the person you are not supposed to be liking. It's the influence of the devil per time. There are some of you that will even be liking your pastor. It's the influence of the devil per time. It's the truth. As we are preaching here, one time I remember I was preaching, a lady was looking at me and doing like doing some kind of things in her face and the rest. And when if I just turn towards that direction, she said, you see me turning towards this side and be preaching to my choir in peace. When I turn that side, she would throw another stunt. After the service, I did not call her and ask her any question. That's how I left it today. I just knew it was the devil. There's no need to pay attention to him. I continued my preaching. You want to tell me that since I've been pastoring, I've not seen ladies in my ministry while I was single that liked me? Then I'm lying. I've seen like very well. And I see two of them stand well, don't like me. And I continue preaching to them. And today they are even married to other people. They are getting married, some of them. I still don't have a problem. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Satan will try. Listen to me. He will try. I've seen one time, yesterday we were talking about one of our pastors here. Who even rose the dead back to life? I had a lady in this church that rose a dead child back to life. When everybody travel for break, she will not travel. She will say she will stay back to do the work of the ministry. This lady ended up... Yesterday, I even got the greatest shock. I thought she married a smoker and got pregnant and whatever. They say she even got pregnant before she married. And that the person is a smoker. I said, dear Jesus. She even got pregnant? They say yes. You know, when they told me she got married, I did not hear anything because they know me. Imagine you just tell me somebody I've married and I don't used to even hear. I'll just delete the file from my system. We are finished. Our connection are finished for life. So yesterday was the first time I heard the details. The details of that person's situation. And I was like, dear Jesus, after all this labor for the Lord, this is how this person ended? You think the devil cares? One time I was on campus and there was this lady who I think is from this holiness, deep holiness movement. You know the name of the church. She came to campus, resume after a long ASU strike, and she was pregnant, heavily pregnant, and she was not married yet. People started mocking her everywhere in the school. When the news came to me that the lady was pregnant, so-and-so lady was pregnant, who does evangelism, my heart broke. I said, dear Jesus, how? So one of those days I was walking and I saw the lady, how she put her head down. I was just walking on the campus. Couldn't talk to nobody again. I was led to talk to her. Hallelujah to Jesus. To be okay, to feel fine. Alright? Now, I'm not saying that I approve for a mistake. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But I knew that she was a high target for the devil. And as that happened, many unbelievers were rejoicing. Ladies were talking about her. See this one, holy, holy preacher. She don't get belle, blah, blah, blah. They insulted her. If that lady did not give that guy small breathing space, it would have not happened. It's because she accommodated him small. When he was gisting, she now smiled and heard the gist. She now continued chatting. What did you eat yesterday? And can we see in SU Park? That's how it starts. And as they saw in SU Park, can we see close to a distance in my house? There's one park like that, one veranda. And they said, okay, can you just quickly escort me inside the house? Let me give you transport. Okay. That's where Madrid's call it go. It is small, small. Wake up! Don't be stupid. Wake up. Are you listening to me? Paul said, oh, he said something, he said, oh, you that sleepeth. He said, wake up and the light of God will shine on your heart. Awake unto righteousness. He said, and sin not. Sometimes you could be dead. Even you are, as a born again, you can just backslide completely. It is very possible. It is very possible. Yesterday we were watching a video I showed my wife. She said to me that there was a news about Dr. Paul Enetche and a false miracle. So when I heard this, I told her, I said, those news are not things we should think about twice. When we hear people who are fake, we can tell. So I said, I don't even need to watch the testimony. Forget about it. I said the truth will come out in no time. Now, when the truth came out, I was privileged to see it. That same man was giving a testimony many years ago in Dunamis of how that God closed the heart, the hole in the heart of his child. And I sent it to her. I said, see the same person that went on podcast and was saying that Dr. Paul was doing false miracles. I said, see the same person giving testimony of a child. Can you see it? Lying on the ground, thanking God with the wife. I said, how can somebody come to this point in his life that wherever God raised him up from, are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Paid your rents, your marriage covered, everything covered. You grow to a point, you can talk to that person and throw stones at that person if it's not the devil. How can somebody come to that height in life? It's the devil. And I said to her yesterday, I said to the leaders yesterday, I said, anybody can be that man if you are not careful. Anybody can become that man. It started small. Little foxes, what? Spoiled. It starts small. Small. They warn you of little characters now. Small. You are backing up for Donnie McLaughlin, but you cannot back up for Ima. Is there anybody like Ima in this choir? Yes. Oh, okay, you cannot back up for Sonny. But you can back up for Donnie. When is Donnie McLaughlin? When is Sonny? That's how we know is witchcraft you are practicing. You are a hypocrite. And if it is God Almighty that lives men, you will die in that level. Because he has seen your heart. You are a liar. You get offended when it's not you that is leading the song. You feel that the choir master has been biased. That's witchcraft you are practicing. Little by little. You get offended that somebody else is shining in the choir. You are there. You are not making progress. Somebody just come yesterday. Ah, the person sing this. Ah, Pastor Emma, lead a song next Sunday. Ah, we don't. Pastor Emma, they spoil new people. Then they say, you, your turn to lead. He says, sir, I'm not. My throat is paining me. I don't think I can lead today. Let children lead. For we is special programs. Like Zoe Conference and Kabot. That time the throat pain will go away. That's why sometimes I can sit in my studies praying. And Lord will say, this one should not sing, that one. And now God, that one should not sing, this one should not sing. We are putting them into the cave of Adullam. They have pictured, they have invited people to come and see them sing. They will not say, they will not sing. Them there and the people are watching people sing. Cave of Adullam. The people go back disappointed, they go back disappointed. In that crushing and pressing, God is bringing new wine. I've grown up to understand that you don't pity people in church. When I want to raise you, I don't pity you. The last thing I consider is your emotion. How many people have I told to break up? You know, if you see me don't call you and say break up, you have passed my power. It's the truth. Because I've tried all the means and I found that you are being stubborn. And I don't want you to insult me because I'm just your pastor, I'm not your God. But for those that I know, they listen. If you're observing this church, my greatest students of the world are not the perfect ones yet in every character. Are the ones that know how to listen. There are people I consider so there because they know how to listen. They just make a mistake. You talk now and they've adjusted immediately. That's a sign that you'll be great in life. It's a grace comes to the humble, not the perfect yet. The humble. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And you must understand this. God does not force a man on a woman. No. Get it again. God does not force a man on a woman and a woman on a man. He is kind and gentle. If God said that's your husband and you refuse, there is no reason why the person should be forced on you. The truth is that God still have a remedy for that person. As long as God lives, if you are destined to marry that person, if you refuse because of your flesh, it's you that will suffer. Nothing will happen to that man. It's the truth. God will give him another one finer than you. In fact, he will regret going for you first. It happens. And you again, if God said that's your wife, you reject. You, your own, in fact, it's easy to finish men self than women. Are you listening to me tonight? Let your desire be God's will. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And if you notice, this is God's will for my life. Be ready to build with that individual. I can tell you people of the truth. Most of you, the people God will give you as His will for you, you will build with them. Almost 80% of you sitting here. Because judging from the ways of God, that's how it will happen. Most of the persons God will give you as husbands and wives, you will build with them. They are not people that will buy your mother or land this at the beginning. They are people you will build with. You will go through the toil with them. You'll be praying for the thing to work, the business to work. You'll be praying for you'll be with them. I know some of you are saying, God forbid, I reject you in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about those that want to live in God's will for their life. I'm not talking about those that want to become the next Beyonce. You can go ahead and become the next Beyonce. I'm talking about those that want to live in God's perfect will for their life and enjoy glory at the end. I had a vision one time of a lady that, you know, we're talking to her, she was not listening. She now got married and left. In the vision, she saw me in a place. So people were trying to touch me and their pastor were trying to guide me. And she was, Pastor Simon, Prophet Simon, Prophet Simon. I was in Lagos that time in the vision. So when I saw Pastor Ed now push her, I said, hey, you know the way Pastor Ed does his things. So because of the baby, I said, no, Pastor Ed, leave that lady. Can't you remember she was in church with us? So I said, come. And I carried the child and I was playing with the child. Then and I said, don't make the mistake of your mother. So I woke up from the vision. I said, what is the meaning of this, Lord? That is a proof that even if you do wrong things, I will still bless your children and give them one million if I see them. I used to know you take 1 million. Then I'll say, don't make the mistake of your father. He that has ear, let him hear. When I'm done now, Satan will raise people with, they will come and preach things that you like. Because some of you already have itchy ears. As I'm talking now, you're like, I don't agree. Then suddenly as you promise him, God does not give a man or a husband one man for a wife. Yes, sir. That's my pastor. Because you are already looking for somebody to say what you want to hear. If God gives one man for one woman, how will we find that one woman for us? No. I think God just says, choose. You are the one calculating like that. If he is God, you will find that one woman for you. If you are aligned to him, you will find that one woman for you. Are you listening to me? You just be submitted to his ways. And make up your mind that you want to expand his kingdom. Make up your mind. Consider first the things God has said about you. Do these things as you go back home. Go and look for your jotter. Check those things God has said about you. Remember the prophecies God has said about you. Then pray in the Holy Ghost. Take out time to pray. Your conviction will rise. I tell you, if your conviction rises, there are some decisions you have made that you will undo them today. I tell you. There are some friends, not even boyfriend. There are some friends you are keeping that if you go back to your conviction and it's strengthened, you will say, Kai, these guys are not supposed to be my friends. Some of you, the kind of friends you are keeping is because you are not steered towards your vision. You've forgotten the things God has said about you. Are you listening to me? There's a way you are steered with what God has said. The fire on in your spirit. There are some people coming to your way. You can't imagine them for a husband. It's not because they are demons. No, you cannot. I mean, somebody so glued to his vision and he's thinking of the body of a woman. No. He's looking for that soul that can align with his vision. That soul. That when he goes back home, they can talk mind to mind. Because what lasts eternal is not body. God cannot bond relationship based on how the body looks. No. He's all wise. He's a God of wisdom. He looks at their mindset. Because a time will come, body will fade. But mindset will never fade. The joy at the beginning of the relationship, you still find it when you are 100 years old. Because that's what bonded. That's the fortress of the relationship. So you that God is helping now, pushing now towards the right direction, don't run away. Don't run away. And don't be distracted by physicality. Stay with the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? Go and prove yourself in little things. prove yourself in little things. Go to your cell. Dust that cell back. Cobwebs are everywhere. It's not making any progress. You know it. Make that cell work. If you get into any business, see, one thing with God is that as you are even doing what He tells you to do, your potentials to do other things in life will metamorphose. As you are raising that cell and you are going through the thick and thin, you will learn a lot of things that when you start a business, you remember all the skills you learned. Look at what David said. The little assignment the father gave him to take care of the sheep in the wilderness, in the bush, in the desert, while he was doing it with the whole of his heart, he didn't want anyone to go away, to die. He had to now kill a bear and lions. Look at what he told Goliath. He said, the same God that killed bears and lions with my bare hands will finish you with my hands today. He had a track record. What are we saying? You did the cell well. You learned, you killed the lions and the bears while doing the cell. What is business that you cannot kill lions and bears? What is business that you cannot kill a Goliath? You had a track record in the little things God said, do yet. And that's why I said, he that is faithful in... He didn't say will be. He said will be, is, I mean, faithful in plenty. Meaning he qualified you by what you are doing now effectively. And that's why there's a law in scripture that says, whatever thy hand findeth to do. What did he say? He said, do it well. Are you all listening to me tonight? So go back, sit to your convictions and pray. Learn to pray. See, there is no way out rather than prayer. Learn to pray. Listen to the word. Pray. Don't get into this haphazard Christianity. Pray. Stay with the word of God. Stay with the simplicity of the gospel. Are you listening to me? You will see the wonders God will work through your life. Bow your heads and pray. Give God all the praise. Lord, we thank you. We worship you. Your word is a light for our path and a lamp for our feet. And Lord, tonight we declare that we live in your path alone. Go ahead and pray. I live in your path alone. I live in your path alone. Whatever you said I should do, I will do. Whatever you said I should leave, I will leave. Whatever you want me to start, I will start. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do with the whole of my heart. If I have neglected the little assignment you have given me like David in the desert, Lord, help my heart to be more considerate and do it with the whole of my life. For I know in this little assignment I will kill the bears and the lions that will take me to the palace after destroying Goliath. Go ahead and pray.
Whatever you want to do, Lord, you can do through me. Whoever you want to touch, Lord, you can touch through me. Wherever you want to go, Lord, you can go. Through me, whatever you want to start, Lord, you can start through me. I'm yours. I'm yours forevermore. 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 Whatever you want to Lord, you can do through me whatever you want to start. Lord, you can start through me whoever you want to send. Lord, you can send through me whatever you want to say. Lord, you can say through me, for I'm yours, I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours, I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours, I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours, woo. I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours, Lord, I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours. Everybody sing, I'm yours, I'm yours forevermore. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours. Everybody sing with me, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours. One more time, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours. Everybody sing, I am yours, I'm yours, I'm yours, I am yours, I am yours, I'm yours, whoever you want to send, Lord, you can send through me whatever you want to do. Lord, you can do to me whoever you want to touch. Lord, you can touch through my life whatever you want to start. Lord, you can start through me. I'm yours, I'm yours, I am yours, I am yours, I'm yours, I am yours, yeah, I'm yours forever. I'm available. I am yours. I'm yours forevermore. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' gracious name we worship.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.